Blog Talk Radio.
Glory be to God in the highest. Welcome, 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 my Stars of Heaven Network listeners, my brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, our Lord. I am truly blessed on today to be here with you on wonderful Wednesdays. And I truly hope that your day, your afternoon is going well. And I wanted to come again on Stars of Heaven Network to bring to you the word of the day. And it's 3 o'clock in the afternoon, and it's beautiful here in the city of Chicago. Yes, it is. The sun is shining. And I tell you, I'm excited. I call this weather another chance. I call it another chance to wear the summer outfits or shoes you didn't get a chance to wear in the summer. And I'm taking advantage of it, full advantage, yes. And I'm excited to be here with you to drop the holy word, his holy word, to his holy places. And I'm not going to be long. I only said it for 15 minutes. And I just wanted to bring to you the word the day before the close of this day. Amen. And I tell you, I'm really excited to declare this word to you that the Lord dropped in my spirit as I'm on the watch of the Lord. Amen. As I'm praying and fasting and watching as we enter to a new era. Yes, we are. We're entering to a new Levitical calendar. And I'm excited about everything that the Lord has done thus far to prepare us. Yes, to prepare us, because heaven is a prepared place for prepared people, yes. And the word of the Lord today is the precipice, the precipice. And I'm like, wow, God, that is so awesome that you gave me that. And I know he spoke to me before that we were on the threshold. But when he spoke to me about the precipice, I had to go look it up in the dictionary to make sure I really kind of got a good understanding of what it meant. And I'm going to read it for you quickly. Because this word the Lord gave me about the precipice is really awesome. Because the definition of precipice means a cliff with a vertical, nearly vertical, or overhanging face. It also means a situation of great peril. And I tell you, if there's no other time that we are in a great peril, it is now. And the definition the definition that they have here, it says in from dictionary.com, a situation of great peril. Again, great means the word of the Lord that he gave me for this year, this new dispensation in 5778, that it was going to be a great year, the greater manifestation of his power, greater exploits, greater faith. And he said that that definition say great peril. And I'm going to share with that with you in a minute, what the Lord gave me with that. But I want to just kind of stay focused on what he gave me regarding precipice, because he said that the in the definition of precipice, which means steep, sheer. He said that that it represents a definitely government. Because the mountains or cliff represents governments, amen, and it also means a new level of faith. Glory be to God. I was excited about that. So he said that that cliff represents you going from faith to faith, from glory to glory. Those cliffs. That are standing, and that's why he said, if you speak to this mountain, be thy roof, and cast to the sea, nothing shall be impossible unto you. And he said the precipice of the situations that's looming, amen, that has us in great anticipation of what's going to happen. Because I tell you, now more than ever, as we see as the world events unfold on the world stage, we see we are like anticipating what's going to happen. And those of you and of us who are saved, hallelujah, who've confessed the Lord Jesus Christ as our personal Lord and Savior, we have comfort, amen. We have the blessed assurance. We have salvation, knowing that whatever happens, amen, that we have eternal life, amen, that after this life is another life, the afterlife, and that life represents heaven or hell. And I want to segue there and just say this because it's something that I've really been praying about, because the Lord was saying that many people in these last days are being deceived. Many are being robbed, and their destiny is being forfeited. their destiny is being forfeited. Many people who have erred in the faith, as the Lord gave me. He said, those, you have many people who have erred in the faith and have fallen to the condemnation of the devil. And so you have to really, really be careful not to run on half-truth, amen, and judge nothing before the time. And that's something I've had to learn as I grew in the Lord, especially being a babe in Christ or coming into a new truth or a new revelation about something. There's always that novice spirit or that zealousness that will have you kind of be gung ho, and you could jump the gun, and you could be trigger happy and shoot off some stuff and say things and but not have the fullness of time to declare those things to you. So people have to really be careful in these last days that we follow on to know the Lord and that we allow Him to unveil and bring revelation by His presence, by His Spirit, regarding anything we come into. That's why the Word of God says, try the Spirit by the Spirit, whether it be of God. Amen. So when we try the Spirit by our spirit, which is should be what? Caught up with the Lord. Amen. Which should be by His Spirit. We should be manifesting His fruit. Amen. We should be in His will, doing His will, according to His will, amen, according to this new dispensation of grace, which is the New Testament, glory be to God, hallelujah. And I tell you, to kind of get back to what I was saying about the precipice, which represents the mountains, a cliff, and well, I don't know what happened, but I got cut off, and I'm back now. I'm going to make this real quick. The blood of Jesus, the blood of the Lamb. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I call right back in, and I'm back on. So I'm going to quickly wrap this up. He said that the darkness was upon the face of the deep. Amen. And that was what he spoke in the Genesis of creation. And I'm excited about what's being unveiled. Right now, this is a time for us to be excited about what God is doing. It's a time for us it's a great time for us to understand what God is saying. Hallelujah. But he's unveiling his glorious mysteries to us as his bride, as his sheep of his pasture. Hallelujah. We can be encouraged to know that whatever is in the darkness will be brought to light. Glory be to God. This is what the Word of God says, that there is nothing hidden that won't be brought to light. In fact, we have the power to decree and declare it, to call it in, to call it in, to call it forth. Hallelujah. Now, another word for precipice is defined as head first. Amen. Head first or headlong. And I said a couple of months ago that the bride was crowning, like a mother, a woman who's giving birth, and you can see the head birthing. Well, he said now we are really, we are being crowned. Amen. It's a couple of hours until we turn over a new calendar. And he said, we are crowning, amen, and he is rewarding those who are being faithful, amen. So I'm excited about the crowns, amen. He said, those that suffer with me will also reign with me. And remember, everything that's happening right now is being recorded in heaven, amen. Everything that we're doing is recorded in heaven, amen. And I want to go quickly to 2 Timothy, because when he gave me 2 Timothy, he said that in the definition, it said great pearls, and then he gave me 2 Timothy, and he said, I'm giving you this to remind you and to remind my people what days these are. These are the last days, amen, and the last days can be the next 15 years or it can be tomorrow. But he wanted me to share with you 2 Timothy, the 3rd chapter, for us to know this, know also. As Timothy said, in the last days, perilous times shall come. And he goes on to list and name the manifestations of those things and those people and the fruit that will bear as a result of these being the last days, amen, perilous times shall come, amen, where men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, without natural affection, truth breakers, false accusers, incontinent, fierce, despisers of those that are good, traitors, heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasures more than lovers of God, having a form of godliness but denying the power thereof. He said, from such turn away. So we really now in these lessons have to really try the spirit by the spirit. We must know those that labor among us, and that's not just by works, you know, and what we're doing. It's by really what he's led us to do, where he's positioned us, what he's told us to do, whether it's something that's of great magnitude or something just very small, amen. He is the one that counts our righteousness, amen. He is the one that justifies us, amen. And in 2 Timothy, he goes on to say that for of this sort are they which creep into houses and lead captive silly women, foolish women, laden with sins, led away with diverse lust. Jesus, Holy One of Israel, hallelujah, ever learning and never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. Amen. And so these are the days that we have to really not be in a place where we're ever learning, trying to find out something. He said, then shall you know if you fall on to know the Lord. Amen. And again, the Lord takes on many forms. Amen. He has a personal relationship with us. He knows how to manifest himself to us. Amen. And my prayer for you today, hallelujah, as I close the word of the day today, is that you will hunger and thirst after righteousness, amen, and knowing that the letter kill it, but the spirit make it alive, amen, and he's alive, and he's willing to earth realm, and I hope that as he goes through the book of life, amen, in the coming days, in these high holy days, that you will be found faithful to his word. Amen. Because the word of God says, any man adds to my word, or if any man take away from my word, him or her would I take out their part of the book of life. And he was showing me that. He says, many people are going to have a whole part of their life missing. Amen. It's people that were ordained for salvation, ordained for eternal life. But God said the enemy has deceived many and have robbed them of their salvation. Amen. But he said, there's grace. There's grace. I'm leaving some space of grace for you to repent. Amen. In turn, amen, because it's not just about what we know here and here now. It's about something that's way beyond us. And I tell you, knowledge puff it up. It really does. Knowledge puff it up. And I don't want to charge God foolishly. Amen. And I want to make my life or make God about man. Amen. Or even man, mine. Amen. He's much bigger than that. Amen. And you will learn that, and you will discover that, and experience that about God as you search for him, as you feel for him. Amen. With your whole heart. Hallelujah. So I bless you on today. Thank you so much for tuning into us, the Stars of Heaven Network, here on Wonderful Wednesday. And I tell you, I speak and I decree blessings upon you. I decree and declare that you shall go to your high mountains. God shall take you upon your high places, amen, and that he will exalt your horn. Hallelujah. He will exalt your horn like the horn of the unicorn. Amen. I thank and praise God for the new thing that he's doing. I praise and thank God that today is the day of salvation. Amen. Today is your choice. Amen. Today we choose who we're going to serve. And one more thing before I let you go. Another definition for precipice is a fall or leap. Amen. So either you're going to leap forward, hallelujah, leap to a new level, leap to a new mountain, hallelujah, or you're going to fall. Amen. And so that word precipice, it was really speaking to me when he gave me that. I'm so glad I took the definition to see what he was really saying and seeking it out and searching out the precipice. We are on the verge of that. It's here, amen. And I pray that you will see him face to face. Amen. Again, precipice means the steep, sheer face, amen, of a cliff. I mean, you can see it clearly, amen. Nothing's obscuring your vision, amen. You can see the horizon, you can see the new day, amen. And again, to you leaders, amen, God is elevating you to a new place, to your new mountain, hallelujah, so you can see, amen. And I pray God keep you uplifted. I pray keep you encouraged, amen, as you move forward in this new year, amen, in your vision, in your ministry, in servants to the Lord and to the earth realm and to those who are lost, amen, and even edifying the body of Christ. Amen. So until next time, I bid you peace, blessings, and much love. And as always, I'm going to upload this to my Facebook and my Twitter feed. And I hope you enjoy the rest of your day, the rest of your week. And I'm excited about my birthday coming up on Friday. So I'm blessing, praising God for all those who wishing me a happy birthday and praying for me. Thank you, thank you, thank you. I hope today, and I declare today is the first day of many days, the best days of your life. Peace, love, and much blessings.